Just a Chair, Season 1, Episode 2, Fake News. If you know me, you know I know something about news. You know I was editor-in-chief of the English News Department of an independent Turkish news agency for 3 years. I have also shared what I believe as pivotal world news stories. Given I was situated between Greece, the Ukraine, Syria, Iran, Iraq, and Cyprus for a decade and a half, maybe, just maybe, I have enough street cred to choose a story. However, my knowledge didn't all come from within. It came from many people that I worked with, the people who I call journalists, correspondents, and reporters. These people all know their jobs. Some of them never came home after an assignment. Some were in the field for months and even years. Some I trusted, others trusted me. You see, the trust of support and news gathering is symbiotic. The most difficult part of working in news is seeing a story die before it's ever shared to the public. I saw thousands of news stories being produced around the world via my computer. The software that combined 10 different news sources that streamed all their news, including the news I sent out to the world. That news, which was prepared for broadcasting clients, typically panned out to 4 or 5 stories on the evening bulletins. Not really indicative of all that ENG work that thousands of people around the globe spent all day working on. News outlets rule the roost. Period. On my website, there's a screen grab from Instagram that I took this morning of a former colleague of mine. My friend, who is standing in front of a vehicle that's been modified for being bulletproof. It's pretty rough. It's pretty archaic, but it probably gets the job done. He's out in Mosul, smoke in the background, and he's typing something out on his phone. Be thankful you have people like this out there keeping you informed. Just like the blog post, you need to be reminded of where your news comes from. I hope to see some comments here on my website, thecrossroads.tv. Your duty to be an informed news consumer is to make an attempt to filter fake news. The news reading public should actually visit the site where the story originated from. I see so many people share stories from third parties. If you're going to share a story, share the link to the site, not some paid advertising Facebook page. Like this blog post. I've spent over 30 minutes preparing, writing, editing, and posting. Now, I'm making it a podcast. All this takes time and effort. I would really like to see some comments on the page. It lets me know you're awake. Thanks for listening. I'm Martin Anthony, Just a Chair, and Martin at the Crossroads.